Says move back to Zayin Amud Aleph again. There is today we're Zayin Amud Beis, but just look back. A lot of Zayin Amud Beis is predicated upon the discussion at the bottom of Zayin Amud Aleph. At the two dots, we have a statement from Rava. Amar Rava, Miskachili lechetziyai mikudeshes. A man marries a woman for half of himself. Half of himself is going to be married to her. So then the kiddushin is valid. Half of you should be married to me. Ainu mekudeshes. Then the kiddushin is not valid. So what's the difference? Amalei abai l'rabba maishna. Half of you should be married to me. Ainu mekudeshes. Isha merakman v'loy chatzi isha. Because the pasuk says in parashas Kisei, it says ki yikach isha. And when a man marries a woman, he has to marry all of her. Cannot be just half of her. So hachinami isha merachman v'loy chatzi ish. The pasuk also says ki yikach ish isha. How can we then distinguish that if he marry half of him marries her, that the kiddushin is valid? Amar rachman v'loy chatzi ish. So amalei, Rabbi, so you hear the question? I mean, it's a double standard. Okay, if half, or it's just it's not double standard. It's just inconsistent. If half of him can marry her and the kiddushin is valid, so then you see you don't darshan ish v'loy chatzi ish. So then how come he can't marry half of her? Why do we say ish v'loy chatzi ish if we don't say ish v'loy chatzi ish? So amalei hachi hasha. Hasab issa lebeitrei loy chazia. It's not the same. Because a woman cannot marry two men. This is the double standard. Our gavra milo chazi lebeitrei. Can't a man marry two women? This is what he means to say to her. If I want to marry a second woman, I'll marry a second woman. Meaning I'm leaving over the option to marry a second wife. That's what he means. Half of me should be married to you. How did you understand the teretz of the Gemara, Rabbi Isai? Again, let's go back to the question. We said, isha v'loy chatzi isha. You cannot marry half a woman. You can't say chatzieich mekudeshesli. So the Gemara asks, so then how come if he says half of me should be married to you, hiskachi li lechatzioi, marry half of me, why is the kiddushin valid there? So what did the Gemara answer?
Because he can marry other people, so it makes sense.
So what does that mean?
That half of him would be married to her and half of him would be married to someone else.
Do we darshan ish v'loy chatzi ish? No. Just like isha v'loy chatzi isha? You could learn the answer of the Gemara, yeah? What do you want to say?
I don't know if this is looking into it too much, but does this also imply that like a man can really only marry two people because it's chatzi and chatzi, or like...
No, it means more than. I don't think so. That'd be a big chiddush, yeah?
Does the Gemara abandon that drasha once it moves on to...
That's the question. Yeah, that's the question. Are we justifying why isha v'loy chatzi isha, but not ish v'loy chatzi ish? Because a man can marry two women, so we only darshan the pasuk for one of them, for her, but not for him. Or maybe no. Maybe li'aylam we darshan isha v'loy chatzi isha. You have to marry a whole woman. You can't marry only half of her. But and the same would be true for a man. You can only marry. You have to marry a whole man. You can't marry only half the man. He just doesn't mean that when he says hiskad shili lechatzoi. He doesn't mean marry half of me. Says Gemara. What he means is. We're reinterpreting his statement. What he means is, I want to marry another wife, and I might leave that option open to myself. I don't know why he needs to clear it with her at the beginning. You know, maybe he's just making everything clear at the outset. But that's all he means. He doesn't mean marry me for half of me. But if he would say that, maybe the kiddushin would not be valid. Maybe we darshan ish v'loy chatzi ish, just like we darshan ish v'loy chatzi isha. Rabbi, see, here are the two ways of learning the teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, why do we darshan ish v'loy chatzi isha, and we don't darshan ish v'loy chatzi ish? One could understand the Gemara to be saying, the reason the drush only goes in one direction is because he can marry two women and she can't marry two men. Or we could understand the Gemara to be saying, really, they are the same. We would darshan the pasuk in both directions. Just here, that's not what he means. What he means is, I reserve the right to marry a second wife. So this is a machlekes rishonim within the Chidushei HaRashba. First, if you look at Rashi, Rashi seems to indicate, if you look at Rashi, issa lebeitrei, she can't marry two men, lihinase lahem e efshar, hilkach hailoi kodesh elapalga. She can't marry two men, so he only married half of her. V'chetz yanishra la'akrim kein enim mekudeshes lazeh. Sounds like he can't marry two women, so therefore we're left with chatzi isha. But a man can. Rashi, it's hard to know one way or the other. But look at the Rashba. We'll start with the Rashba's omshat. Four lines down. Umistaber the haki perushai. After the comma. Al kach and chetzikah mekudeshesli mishayer bekinyonoi. Who? When he says half of you should be married to me, he's leaving over some in his kinyon. Daha e efshar loymar the ibois linasiv lachrini minsiva kamala. He cannot be saying to her, if you want to marry another man, I give you permission. He can't be saying that because he can't give her such permission. Kiddushin in the Torah doesn't function like that. So what must he mean? Half of you should be married to me. I'm only marrying half of you. He can't mean anything else because she can't marry two men. This is what it means to say. She can't marry two men. Love time with the dimishum isav loychatzi isha the kasal kadaita. It's not only because we're making a drasha; it's because we're saying that must be what he means. Liyalim the drasha goes in both directions. Isha v'loychatzi isha, isha v'loychatzi ish. Al mishum shiur the mishay bekinyano the lecha lameima dachi kamala. Here we can't read into his statement that he means to say you have the right. I give you the right to marry a second husband. Dachi kamala ibayis in suvim mitzva the isa lebeitre loychatzi. She can't marry a second man, so it can't be what he's saying. Marry half of me. Maybe he's not saying ish v'loy chatzi ish. Maybe he's not marrying only half of her. What he means to, I'm sorry, she's only marrying half of him. What he means to say is, if I want to marry another woman, I reserve the right. But when then will you ever have, you know, an application of ish v'lo chatzi ish, k'gon the mefarsh lo chatzioi mamish v'lo l'kulei. He says to her, I don't mean to say that I reserve the right to marry a second wife. What I mean to say is only half of me should be married to you. I don't know. What does that even mean? I don't know. But if he says to her, only half of me should be married to you, not that I reserve the right to marry a second wife. I literally mean only half of me should be married to you. So then the kiddushin is not valid, just like it wouldn't be valid in the other direction. Just when he says hiskachi li l'chatzioi, we have the ability to read into it to say that what he means to say is I reserve the right to marry a second wife. We can't read the same thing in when he says or insert that meaning into his statement when he says hiskachi half of you should be married to me. We can't say that he's giving her the right to marry a second husband because he can't do that. She can't marry a second husband. So we can't read anything in that must be ish. Must be he really literally means marry half of her, and he can't do that. But really, according to the Rashba, the drasha works in both directions. Just with regards to the husband marrying half the husband, we can read into it that what he means is I reserve the right to marry a second wife. With regards to the wife, we can't read such intent into his statement. Yeah.
Okay. He just said that the woman's statement about woman being half of her,
right,
him, that can't exist as saving half of her for another husband.
According to the Rashba, you can never marry half a person. Marriage is a full commitment.
All
in.
So then why would the Gemara...
So if you would really intend to marry only half a wife, or the wife would only offer half of yourself to your wife, the Kedushin would not be valid, according to the Rashba, in either direction. Just if you say, Hiskachi li l'chatzioi, we have the ability to say, you know, to shtup in to your kavana, which you really mean to say. You don't mean to say that. What you mean to say is, I reserve the right to marry a second wife. Oh, okay, fine, you can do that. We can't read it into the other direction, you know, when you say, I want to marry half of you, that I give you permission, I understand, you know, you want to marry a second husband, gay gezunt, I'm fine with that. You can't do that. Because it can't have such a thing in Jewish marriage. Jewish marriage is a full commitment.
And why would the Gemara make two statements that are not parallel? Like, is that a problem that first statement means something different than the second statement? Those are the same words?
It would be a little inconsistent. Yeah, correct. But that's the Rashba's pshat. But what you do gain is the consistency in the drashos. We get to say ish v'loy chatzi ish, isha v'loy chatzi isha. They both apply, if that's actually what you mean, which is consistent, which is nice. The Rashba, though, at the beginning, quotes from the Ravid, who disagrees. Because of her Ravid, v'ish l'mu'ute, at the beginning of the Rashba, misha chetzi aved v'chetzi ben chorin. What is ish come to exclude below chatzi ish if you're dealing with a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin? A person who is half eved, half ben chorin. How do you have such a individual? How did he come into that status? So the way he comes into that status is two people buy in b'shufis, two partners buy in eved, and one frees him and one doesn't. So now he's stuck in this limbo status. The Gemara says it's a mitzvah to free him because he can't marry anybody. We'll get to that in a minute. But he's stuck in somewhere in between. He's not an Eved, he's not a Ben Chorin, so it's a complicated situation. So it's a mitzvah to free him and relieve him of that dilemma. But let's say you have such an individual, the Hasan Vadeh Havichatzi Ish, that's half a man. Meaning because only half of him is a Bar Kiddush and the other half is an Eved, is not Jewish. Or not fully Jewish. The process of Jewish an Eved Kanani is when you take an Eved Kanani, you buy a non-Jewish slave, so you would first, he would go to Mila and Tvila, like a Ger. But he doesn't become fully Jewish right away. He can't own literally a non-Jew. A guy who has not engaged in any Geirus at all, you're not allowed to own him. He either has to become an Eved Kanani, or you have to free him. You can't have someone living in your house who's completely non-Jewish. So you have to make an Eved. The process of becoming an Eved Kanani is he would go to the mikvah, perform a milah, and then he's chayv mitzvahs ki'isha. He's chayv mitzvahs like a woman. But there's a fundamental difference between the two. A woman is chayv only partially in mitzvahs. She's exempt from mitzvahs aseh she'as man grama, but she's fully Jewish. Her kedushas Yisrael, obviously that goes without saying, is complete. This Eved is not the case. He's chayv mitzvahs ki'isha, but he's like a nachri vis-a-vis the mitzvahs that he's not obligated in. So his kedushas Yisrael is not complete. Then when he finally goes free, he goes to the mikvah again, and he becomes fully Jewish. So he has to go to the mikvah twice. He goes to the mikvah and has a milah when he becomes the Eved Kanani, and then he goes and he's partially Jewish, and then he goes to the mikvah again when he becomes freed. Yeah.
So you can only buy an Eved Kanani if he wants to convert to Judaism.
Yes. Correct. Otherwise, really, it can't happen. Okay, but he's still not Jewish. So the side of him that's an Eved is like an Akum. He cannot marry a Jewish girl. So half of him can marry a Jewish girl, half of him can't. So that's Chatzi Ish, says the Ravid. Nira Shehu Zal Mefarej, the Rav Hachi Kamahadalei. Says the Rashba, this is how the Ravid learned our Gemara. Chetziach Mikudeshesli, the Hainu Chatzi Isha. If a man says, I want to marry half of you, not the other half, such a kiddushin is not valid, isha v'lo chatzi isha. Because you cannot say, it cannot be that he's saying to her, I give you permission to marry a second husband. He can't do that. Even if he would literally say, I'm only marrying, you're only marrying half of me, we don't make such a drasha. Ish, b'loi chatzi ish. Why? Because you could always say, what he means to say is, I reserve the right to marry a second wife. Meaning, according to the Ravid, we never darshan ish, b'loi chatzi ish. The way we do by ish, b'loi chatzi isha. And that's what the Gemara means to say over here. The two are not equitable. Because a man, since a man can marry two wives, he can marry a woman, he can offer half of himself to a woman. Since he can marry two wives, we don't make the drasha, ish v'loi chatzi ish, the same way we do, ish v'loi chatzi isha. In other words, the Gemara here is explaining why the drasha is not parallel, why the drasha is not consistent. We darshan ish v'loi chatzi isha, but we do not darshan ish v'loi chatzi ish. Why? Since a man can marry two women and she cannot marry two men. What then? Can we exclude ish? Can we darshan ish v'loi chatzi ish at all? In any setting, says the Ravid? Yes, one setting and one setting only. Not where he says half of me should be married to you, where he is a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chorin, half Jewish, half not Jewish. That's half a man. He can't marry a woman. No, that's excluded. Says the Ravid. But anything less than that, if he just says, Hiskad Shili Lechatzioi, marry half of me, we don't make such a drasha ish v'loi chatzi ish, even though we would make a drasha ish v'loi chatzi isha. The two are not the same, says the Ravid. A man can marry two women, a woman cannot marry two men. Now you'll say, it's really semantics. I mean, we're splitting hairs. It's even though that discussion is even hard to follow. What's really the difference between the Rajba and the Ravid? I mean, okay, so the Ravid says the drasha only goes one way, it doesn't go the other way. because a man can marry two women, a woman can't marry two men. And the Rajba says, no, the drasha goes both directions, just we reinterpret your statement. But really, the same drasha would exist in both directions. Ish v'loi chatzi ish, ish v'loi chatzi isha. So it comes to be a little bit more relevant when you learn the Gemara Masechtas Gittin, and the Rajba brings it up. I didn't give you that part of the Rajba, but he asks on the Ravid. Again, if you remember, the Ravid just said, when do we apply this drasha, ish v'loi chatzi ish? We do make the drasha, not when he says, half of me should be married to you, but rather by a chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chayrin. The Rajba rejects that. That cannot be what the drasha of ish v'loi chatzi ish is discussing, because that is a whole sugi in the Gemara in Gittin, and no one ever brings up this drasha of ish v'loi chatzi ish to exclude the chatzi eved v'chatzi ben chayrin. So therefore the Rajba says he doesn't like, he rejects the Ravid, it seems to be against the Gemara in Gittin. Okay, so according to the Rajba, though, before we move on to the Gemara again, why he rejects the Ravid, let's just get the Rajba down, okay, conceptually. The Rajba holds marriage is a complete commitment. You cannot marry, offer half of yourself in marriage to your wife. You cannot request half of your wife's hand in marriage. It has to be complete. We darshan ish v'loi chatzi ish, isha v'loi chatzi isha. Goes in both directions, says the Rajba. What does the Gemara mean? The Gemara means to say, if you say the language, you don't mean half of yourself. What you mean is, I reserve the right to marry a second wife. The Ravid said the drasha only went in one direction, not the other. But according to the Rajba, that's not the case. The drasha goes in both directions. Marriage is a complete commitment. You have to be fully committed to it. Your wife has to be committed to it as well. In both directions. And ish v'loi chatzi ish, ish v'loi chatzi isha. The drasha goes in both directions. The reason why there's a disparity over here is because we'll read into your language that that's not what you mean. What you mean is I want to marry a second wife. But you cannot have a partial commitment to a marriage. That's how the Rajba learns. However, the Gemara Masechtas Gittin has a suffix about a chatzi yevi v'chatzi ben chayrin. Is that the same as our case? If you would literally say only half of me is marrying you, only you half of you is marrying me, according to the Rajba, it would never be good. But the chatzi yevi v'chatzi ben chayrin is not necessarily comparable. Look at the Gemara Gittin, Mem Gimel Med Aleph. Ibar lehu. Mi shechatzi yevi v'chatzi ben chayrin. Again, we discussed how you have such a scenario. Two partners own an eved, one frees him and one doesn't. So one frees him and he goes to the mikveh a second time and he becomes fully Jewish. And the other is still an eved k'nayni, so he's still not Jewish. So you have this fellow, half of him can marry a Jewish girl, the other half can't. So he went ahead with the kiddushin against our advice. What is his status? What is the status of the wife? Mahu. So intim say loymar ben Yisrael shama labas Yisrael hiskachi lichatzioi mikudeshes. 1 minute, we have our Gemara that a man who marries, who offers half of himself in marriage to his wife, the kiddushin is valid. Yeah, but why is that valid? Says the Gemara, the chazia lekule, because he can be fully committed to marriage. So we can reinterpret what he's saying to mean, I'm fully committed to the marriage, but I reserve the right to marry a second wife. So he can, in theory, be fully committed. But over here, halo chazia lekule, he cannot be fully committed, this fellow. Why can't he be fully committed? Why can't he be fully committed, Rabbi Isai? He's half not Jewish. This guy, the way the Rajba learned the Gemara is much easier. He could be fully committed. What he means is, I reserve the right to marry a second wife. Okay? But he is offering himself fully to this woman as well. But halo chazi lekule, this chazi yev chazi mechern, cannot. V'im tim say loimar ben Yisrael hamakadish chazi isha in mekudeshes. Let's look at the other case. A Jewish man who marries half a woman. That's no good. Why is that no good? This shir b'kinyanai, because he is not fully committed, or he has not committed as much as he can. Let's phrase it like that. This guy who's marrying half a woman is not, the two of them are not committed as much as they can. She could marry all of herself. She chooses not to, or he's not asking for all of her. This shir b'kinyanai, he's not committing as much as he can. But here, by the chatzi yevi v'chatzi ben chayrin, is he committing as much as he can? Can he commit any more? Rabbi said, chatzi yevi v'chatzi ben chayrin offers to marry a bas chayrin. He's committing as much as he can. Just what's the best that he can do? Half. So, on the one hand, it's not comparable to the guy who offers half of his hand in marriage to a woman, because there, we could interpret it to mean that he's fully committed, just he reserves the right to marry a second wife. So he's committing, he's kazi lekule. He can be fully committed. This katsieva, katsi mecharin, can never be fully committed. So in one sense, it's worse than that case. But on the other hand, it's better than the case of a person who marries half a woman. Why is it better than that case? Because she is not committing as much as she can. He is committing as much as he can. So he's not committed fully, and he can't be committed fully, but at the same time, he's committing as much as he can. So is that good enough? That's the shaila of the Gemara. Chatzi yevav v'chatzi mincharin. He again, Rabbi said, let's just understand conceptually. It's going to get more complicated. So, hold on. Not that complicated, but just understand this. Marriage is a full commitment. That's what you saw from our Gemara, according to the Rashba. You got to be all in. She has to be all in. We got that? What about Chatzi yevav v'chatzi mincharin? That's somewhat of a difficult case. Why? Because he is not fully committed. That's a problem. It's Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. Half of the Eved can't marry a Jewish woman. He's not Jewish. But he's committed as much as he can. Okay, so we understand that's a suffix. All right. Let's go on. And the Gemara again. What about the other case? Alpha Pisha Amu, third line. Hamakadesh Chatzi Isha Eni Mekudeshes. A man who marries half a woman is not Mekudeshes. That's no good, our Gemara. What about the other case? Same scenario. Two partners by a female slave. It was a shivcha kaninus. And one frees her, one doesn't. So half of her is a baschirin. Fine, Yiddish emedel. And the other half is not Jewish. Is the Kiddushin valid or not? Yes, Kiddushin. That's not the same as marrying half a woman. Why not? My timer. Hasam Shir Bikinyonoi. Hakaloi Shir Bikinyonoi. There she did not commit as much as she could. She could commit the rest of herself and she chooses not to. Here she committed as much as she can. Same suffix, no? She's committing as much as she can. I'm doing the best I can. Chatzi Shiva, Chatzi Baskarin. Half to me that's the Baskarin will marry you. A shidduch crisis. She has to do what she can, you know. Hakolo shiyah b'kinyana. Amar Rav Sheshes disagrees. No. Kishem shamekadis chatzi isha en mekudeshes. Just like you can't marry half a woman, kach chatzi shivu v'chatzi v'aschorin shenis kacha en kudusheha kiddushin. Why not? Because you're not fully committed. Even though you committed as much as you can, You're not fully committed. You're chatzi shivka, but chatzi baschirin. That's the suffix of the Gemara, both directions. Again, our Gemara tells us chatzi ish v'loi chatzi ish. Ish v'loi chatzi ish. A marriage is a full commitment. You have to be all in. If you want to reserve the right to marry a second wife, that you can do. But you have to be fully committed. It can't be half of yourself is committed, not the other half not. That's what the Rashba told us. What about the chatzi yev v'chatzi ben chirin? What about the chatzi shivka v'chatzi baschirin? Half of her is committed, so that should have been ish v'loi chatzi ish, ish v'loi chatzi ish. But it's different than our case because you're committing as much as you can. You're doing the best you can. Is that good enough? So the Gemara has a discussion back and forth. Maybe yes, maybe no. So would you have said, Rabbi, say they depend on one another? Whatever the status is by the man, the same status should be by the. I mean, is that? Let's be fair. Let's be equitable. Let's not, you know, an age of equality. We should all be the same. The Rashba told us the drasha goes in both directions. Ish v'loi chatzi ish, ish v'loi chatzi isha. We can, the man, we understand, we can reinterpret your statement to say you want to reserve the right to marry a second. We got that. But the drasha works in both directions. And if only half of you marries the woman, that's no good. If you only marry half the woman, that's no good. What about this case? Chatzi yev, chatzi ben chayrin, chatzi shivcha, chatzi bas chayrin. So you didn't marry all of her, but she did the best she can. She's loy shia b'kinyanoi. She can't give any more. Is that good enough or not? Same, so it should have been the same suffix. That's what should have been. But Rabbi said, look in the Rambam. No, am I jumping the gun over here? Rabbi, does anybody disagree with me? Feel free to disagree. It should have been the same, no? Okay, that's fair. Look at the Rambam, though, Rabbi said. Peri Gimel Hachzish Shalach Tazayin. Amakadish Isha. Eina mekudeshes kiddushin gemurim ad shetishtacher. The kiddushin is not a full kiddushin until she is freed. She becomes fully Jewish. She'll go to the mikveh again. V'kevet sheneshtachachra, once she becomes freed, gamru kiddushah, the kiddushin matures and becomes a full kiddushin. We'll get to that soon. V'eino tzarech lekadsha kiddushin machem, he doesn't have to marry her again. That old kiddushin matures. Ba'acher, let's say another man comes and marries her. V'kidsha acher sheneshtachachra, hareza safi kiddushin lishneim. It's a suffix kiddushin when another man comes to marry her. But what does he say before the other man comes to marry her? We'll get to that point in the soon. That complicates the issue. But what is her status before she becomes freed? What is her status? Chatzi shivka v'chatzi ben chayrin. Chatzi shivka v'chatzi bas chayrin. What is her status if a man marries her? What's the kiddushin? Read inside. What does he say? First line. What's the kiddushin? Is she married or not? Is she married or not? Huh? Are we reading the same Rambam? Read it. Ain't no kedesh kedushin gemurim, but
it's a pending kedushin.
Sounds like she's married.
Pending.
Sounds like something.
It sounds like kedushin almanat something. The almanat never happened. It hasn't happened yet. So the kedushin, so there's nothing.
But she's married somewhat now. Sounds like she's married somewhat now. Look at the next Rambam though. Bottom line, Misha Chetzi Erev Chetzi Ben Chayrin, Shekidesh Bas Chayrin. One second, let's say she becomes free. The Kiddushin matures and becomes a full Kiddushin. She doesn't have to marry her a second time. What does that imply? Is the first Kiddushin something?
Yeah.
Is it Epis? Something. Something. You don't have to marry her a second time. What about Misha Chetzi Erev Chetzi Ben Chayrin, Shekidesh Bas Chayrin, Hareza Safi Kiddushin. That's a Safi Kiddushin. That's the Ibai of the Leif Shita, the Gemara and Gittin. He's not sure. We know Ish V'loi Chatzi Ish, Ish V'loi Chatzi Isha. You have to be fully committed to a marriage. What about the Chatzi Ever? Chatzi Ben Chayrin. He committed as much as he can, but it's not fully committed. Is that good enough or not? Safi in the Gemara, back and forth. Rather the Safi Kiddushin, we don't know. Does he say the same thing by the Chatzi Shivcha V'chatzi Ben Chayrin? Not really. Not really. Here the Rambam says, not a Kiddushin Gemurim. When she'll be freed, it'll become a Kiddushin Gemurah. Does that sound like Suffolk Kiddushin? Same thing as the... Not really. Why the disparity? Should be the exact same Shiloh. Conceptually, it's the exact same Shiloh. Again, according to the Rajma, the Joshua goes in both directions. Ish v'lechatzi ish. Ish v'lechatzi isha. Here you're giving as much as you can, but it's not fully. Is that good enough? Should have been the same Suffolk either direction. Why does the Rambam seem to distinguish over here? So look at the Ran. This is around an hour... Daf, in the back of the Gemara on the Rif. Over here, Oiz Dawid. What's the difference? The Ron asked this. What's going on in the Rambam? He says, Mishum de'ikala meimar, the shiny haka, the woman is different. Why? The gali kra dechsiv, v'hi shivcha nechrefes le'ish. Rabbi said, you have to know a little chumish. Little chumish, parashas achremos. Look over here, Oiz Hey. One of these concepts that, you know, blurry when you do Shnai Mikra, but here it's relevant. Pasuk says in Parashas Achrimos, V'ish ki yishkav es isha, man has relations with a woman, V'hi shivcha necherepes le'ish, what is known as the shivcha charufa. What is a shivcha charufa, Rabbi Isai? It is a chati eved, chati shivcha, chati baschar. In our case, is a shivcha charufa. It's machlekes in the Gemara, but that's how we pass it. Shivcha charufa is a chatzi eved v'chatzi bas chayrin. Shivcha nechrefes le'ish v'hafdei lo nufdaza chufsha lo nitan lo. She's not fully free, but yet she's not fully a shivcha. What happens if you marry her and she has relations with another man? That's the question. She's married to a man who's a ben chayrin. And she has relations with another man. Is she a married woman or not? So the pasuk says, "Bikares tihiye lo yumsu kilochu pasha." She gets malchus, no misa, because she's not a free woman, so she's not a full eshes ish. Somewhere in between. He brings a carbon asham, she gets malchus. Very complicated situation. Look at Rashi, he explains to you the case. Pashat Rashi and Chumash. Rashi, it's addressed by the Torah. Half shivcha, half baskarin, hamureses le'evet ivri, she's married to an evet ivri. Shemuta b'shivcha. So it's not exactly the same as our case. Our case is discussing marrying to a free man, a ben yeshiva, ben Torah. Here, she's married to an evet ivri is special halacha that his master can give him a shivcha k'nainis. So he can be with this woman. Okay, gesund. And he chooses to marry her, you know, or he's with her in some sort of relationship, monogamous relationship. So, is she his wife? Not really, because she's a shivcha k'nainis. Half of her is not Jewish. He's allowed to be with that part of her that's not Jewish. That's part of the heter of being an evet ivri, a Jewish slave. So he's with this woman. Then she has relations outside of the marriage with another man. Bikaris tia, says Rashi, he loike v'loi hu. She gets malchus, not him. Ki loichu pasha. Because she's not free. Ve'ein kidusha kidushin gemurin. She's not fully married. Ki loichu pasha, says Rashi, lefikach ein chayav aleha misa she'ein kidusha kidushin. If she'd be a free woman, be like every other Eish Yisish, you'd get Misa. Okay, Rabbi, say that is the case of Shifra Harufa. We just learned the Pasuk and Chumash with Rashi, Shnai Mikra, Ve'echatargum, we'll push it. This is not complicated. This is not, you cannot say you got lost over here. It's a Pasuk and Chumash with Rashi. That is a Shifra Harufa. Push it, simple question. What is a Shifra Harufa? Shifra Harufa is a Chatzi. Shifra V'chatzi Baschairin, who was owned by partners, freed by one partner. Half of her is fully Jewish, half of her is a Goya, or is a Shivcha Kenainis. She's allowed to be with an Eved Ivri, because an Eved Ivri, his master gives him, even though he's fully Jewish, he just happened to be sold into slavery because he stole, or whatever the situation was, you know, he didn't keep the halachas of Shemitah. However, you end up with an Eved Ivri. He's sold into slavery, his master is allowed to give him a Shivcha Kenainis, even though she's a non-Jewish woman, special halach in the Torah that he can give him a non-Jewish woman to live with. So he can be with this woman. But let's say then, she has relations outside of the marriage. Mamanav Shach, he can be with her. If she's a Baschairin, he can be with her. If she's a Shivcha, he can be with her. But then she has relations outside of the marriage. What is the punishment? Malchus, what does he do? He brings a Karban Asham. It's not a typical marriage. Why not? Because she's not fully free. What is it? Shifcha Harufa. So get back to the Ran. Says the Ran, that's what's going on here in this Rambam. That's what's going on in the Rambam. There's a difference between the woman and the man here, not in the drush of Ish V'loi Chatzi Ish, of Ish V'loi Chatzi Isha. Here you're not fully committed, but you're committed as much as you can. Is such a Kiddushin valid or not? That's on the axis. That's vis-a-vis typical Kiddushin of Kiyikach Ish Isha. They're all the same. Man, woman, chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin, chatzi shivcha, chatzi ben chayrin. The wrench here, the reason why the Rambam, you know, changed when it came to the woman is because of this pasuk in Parashas Achrimos, that there's another track here when it comes to the woman. There is the parasha of shivcha harufa. Mishum deikul amem the shiny ocher the goli kol dechsiv says the Ran v'hi shivcha nechreves leish v'kaimulam dehainu shiv chatzi shivcha v'chatzi ben chayrin hamureses eved ivri. She can marry an Eved Ivri. Da Alma Bas Eirusin he. Yushi, she is a Bas Eirusin. Ulefika, Kotava Rambam, Hamakadish Isha, Shechetzi Shivcha, Vechetzi Baschairin, Eni Mekudeshus Kiddushin, Gemurim Achet Tishtacher. What does it mean she's married, but not fully married? What does that mean, says Duran? What does it mean? She's married, but not fully married? Either you're married or you're not. It's like, you know, either you're dead or you're not dead. You can't be half dead, you know. How can you be half married? Either married or not married. No, Kloimar. I didn't mean to compare the two. Kloimar. Shehi mikudeshes. Aval ein chayovin aleha ke'eshes ish kidechsiv lo yumsu. What it means is she's married, but on what track of marriage? In what classification of marriage? What is the nature of her marriage license? Is it a typical marriage license? You know, like in the, you know, like kiyikach ish isha? No. No. Carries with him. He says, no, that's not the type of a marriage she has. What type of marriage does she have? The marriage, the lower level marriage of the Shivcha Harufa, where there's no Misas Beis, then all there is Malchus. So that's really in the Torah, you know, on the plane of evaluating it as a typical marriage. And here the chatzi eved, chatzi mechayin, chatzi shivka, chatzi mechayin all should have been the same. She's not fully committed, but committed as much as she can. We don't know. Kiddushei safek. But, says the Rambam, there's another issue at play here. And that is that she does clearly have the kiddushin of what? Of a shivka charufa. Of that that parsha in the Torah of the chatzi shiv, chatzi mechayin, who could be married at least on a lower level of marriage, which carries with it only malchus. That's how the Rambam understood that parsha of the Shivka Charufa. And that is why he distinguished between the two. You can't learn out the same thing should exist by a man. This is a special Xeris HaKosav in the Torah. V'chatzi Shivka, V'chatzi Baskar, and it doesn't exist by men. So that's why the Rambam distinguished, he said it only by the woman. She's, let's read back, look back at the Rambam. Hamakadosh Isha Shechatzi Shivka, V'chatzi Baskar, and Edom Kudesh is Kiddushin Gemura Macha Tishtachrer, Kemet Shinishtachrer Gamru Kiddushin. What it means is, that she's not in the Kudesh's Kiddushin Gemurim, it is a Vada Kiddushin. But what type of Kiddushin is it? What brand, you know, what flavor of Kiddushin? Not the typical genre of Kiddushin, of Kiika Kishisha, but the parish of Kiddushin of Shifcha Charufa. That is how the Rambam understood the Gemara in Gittin. Rabbi said, look back, Ois Beis, the Gemara in Gittin asked this. Said two lines from the bottom, the last word on the line. V'im lach shach adam loymar. Don't you see? A chatzi shivka v'chatzi baschorin can be married, and that whole suffix of the Gemara, can't she be married? Can't she be married? Is a chatzi isha v'loi isha v'loi chatzi isha? She did as much as she can, but she didn't do fully. Is that good or not? Don't you see from the parasha of shivka charufa that it is? Says the Gemara, no, that's not a full kiddushin. My me'ureses miyuchedes. They have a relationship, but it's not marriage. So the Rambam understood that it's not just garnished, you know, it's not friends. They have a marriage, but it's a lower level marriage. It's a marriage that only carries with it malchus, but not the full-fledged marriage of Kiyikach Ish Isha. So that's what the Rambam responded as well in Perikim of Hichas Ishos, and he said that they're married, Kiddushin, She'enim Gemurim means the Kiddushin of a Shivcha Charufa, not the full-fledged Kiddushin. This could help us understand, this understanding of the Ran can help us understand the machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravin. But I said, look at the next little bit of the Gemara Masech Lizgin and Daf Mem Gimel Mid Beis. Over here, Oizvav. Says the Gemara, Itmar, according to that opinion, that a chatzi shivka v'chatzi baschorin can be married. Again, we had a suffix about it. Is there marriage? Is there no marriage? She's committing as much as she can, but it's not full. So, chatzi shivka v'chatzi baschorin sh'niskach l'ruvein. She gets married to Reuven. V'nishtachra, she becomes freed. V'chaz of v'nishkachra to Shimon. Now Shimon comes and marries her. So Rabbi Yossi bar Chama Amar Rav Nachman, Paku Kiddushin Rishon. The Kiddushin of the first guy, fly away. Once she gets freed, the Kiddushin of the first guy is gone. Reb Zeira Amar Rav Nachman, Gomru Kiddushin Rishon. No, the second guy's, the first guy's Kiddushin is completed. The first guy's kiddushin is completed. What does it mean, paku kiddushei rishon? Look at Rashi. Paku kiddushei rishon. Afil l'man d'amam mekudeshes. Even according to the one who holds you can marry a chatzi shivka chatzi baschorin, ba hashichror v'hivkia. The freedom, her going free, her liberation, undoes the first kiddushin. Sherei nishtana gufa b'havi l'chikaten shenoy l'adami. It's like a ger. Who is Mizgayer, is like a newborn baby. He's not related halakhically to his relatives anymore. It's like he's coming to a, you know, he's a new person. So, Havila Kikotan Shanoila Dami. It's like a child who's just born. So too, she just converted. Is she still married to her first husband from before she became free when she was a Nachri? Rabbi says, she's still married to the first husband? No, because she's like a Giyaris. Okay, the first marriage is gone. And then if she. So, but what about the other position? Reb Zeira Amar, Gamru Kiddushei Rishon. Ayidei HaShichur Gamru. The first Kiddushin becomes completed. The Adash of Abba Leba Ashimu Malkus. Until now, she was just a Shifcha Charufa. Afi Umeidu Mikam Ve'el Chabo Leba Misa. Now she'll be Misa. A typical Eshesish. It'll be completed. And therefore, the second Kiddushin is no good. Taitzis learns a little bit differently than Rashi. According to the Mandam, Paku Kiddushei Rishon, says Tosfos, why is the first Kiddushin invalidated? The Yefshe Shetehei Chatzim Mikudeshes. Now that she's free, she can't be half married. Again, Rabbi says she was a Chatzim Shivra V'Chatzim Baschairin. Half of her becomes married. According to that position that she can get married, half becomes married. What happens after all of her is free? So this one holds. It doesn't extend to the rest of herself. And now you have a woman who's stuck in half a marriage. Can't have such a thing. So the whole thing falls away. Not because of Gershon is Garka Katan Shanoi Adam. You can't have half a Kiddushin exist. Either it is completed or the whole thing falls away. One opinion holds, the whole thing falls away. One opinion holds, the whole thing is completed. Okay, Rabbi said, what happens? Again, review for a second. What happens? A chazi shiv of a chazi bas chayrin. According to the opinion that she can be married, she then becomes freed. What happens to her kiddushin? One opinion holds, the whole thing falls away, either because it's a half a kiddushin or because it's cousin chenoyo dami Rashi taisis. The other opinion holds, it is completed and now becomes a full fledged kiddushin. What is the nafkamina? Who cares?
She married someone else.
Married someone else. Good? Good? Fine. Look at the Rambam. Everything goes wrong. Look at the Rambam. Perigimo, Ishus, Hochat Ezayin. Back to the Rambam. Again, Hamakadosh Ishus Shechatzi Shivu Chatzi Baschayrin. You marry half a woman, who's half a Shivka, half a Baschayrin, and the Kudeshus Kiddushin Gemurim Atcha Tishtachre. The Kiddushin is not full until she becomes free. What happens once she becomes free? What happens once she becomes free? V'kevet Shnishtachera Gamru Kiddushes. Now she's fully married, Rabbi Yisai? Who's he paskening like? Who? Reb Zera. That's what you would have thought. You don't have to marry her again. Rabbi says, she a full-fledged Eishas Ish? Is she part of the Nishay, the sisterhood of the Shul?
Yes.
Always. Bo Acher, V'kidsha. Another man comes along and marries her. Acher, Shenishtachara. After she is freed, Hareza Safak Kiddushin L'Shneim. How could that be? How could that be? How could that be? She's a fully married woman. How could that be? Another man comes along and marries her? Safek Kiddushin. Rabbi said, another man comes and marries someone else's wife. Safek Kiddushin or not garnished? Garnished with garnished. He could want as much as it, you know. Could have been high school sweethearts. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Garnished. Too late. Says the Ravid. What's going on over here? Look at the Ravid. Vim Gaim min Atara, second line, Omar Abram. Im Gaim min Atara, ki ba Acha v'kitcha, Acha v'shecha, lama also a Rishon. I will feel low by Acha v'kitcha. Says the Ravid, the first Kiddushin never matures. It's nothing. He paskins the other way. Okay. But according to the Rambam, who paskins like Reb Zera, that the first Kiddushin is completed, how come when another man comes and marries her, it's a Safi Kiddushin, should be nothing? Rabbi says, here's the problem. So Chaim Oizer explains, it's true to Achiezer. Chavak Aleph Simen Chav Tes Oiz Tes, you can look it up. Says the following. Says like this. Brilliant. Brilliant. Says like this. Rabbi says, when the Rambam says, Kevin Shenishtachra Gamru Kiddusheha, he does not mean she becomes fully married. That's not what he means. She doesn't become fully married. What it means is, how much of her is even married in the, you know, in this lower level of Kiddushin, of the Shifcha Charufa? How much of her is married in this marriage of the Shifcha Charufa, of the Chatzi Shifcha V'Chatzi Bas Chayrin? How much of her? Probably the Bas Chayrin half. The Shifcha half, not married in anything, she's not Jewish. Which half of her is married in the Chatzi Shifcha V'Chatzi Bas Chayrin scenario of the Shifcha Charufa on this lower level marriage, this tier 2 marriage? How much of her is married? Half of her. Which half? The Chatzi Bas Chayrin. Can't be the typical marriage, Isha V'Loi Chatzi Isha. But it's married on a tier 2 marriage. What the Rama means to say is, when she becomes freed, all of her is married on what tier of marriage? Tier 2. All of her now is a Bas Chayrin and married only on that tier 2 of marriage, of the Shifcha Charufa marriage. That was never in debate in the Gemara in Gittin. That's not what the Gemara in Gittin was debating between Reb Zera and Reb Nachman. what was being debated is that when she becomes free, does the Kiddushin get bumped up to tier 1 automatically? Oh, that's a whole separate discussion. And Rambam holds no, does not get bumped up to tier 1. Reb Zera held it gets bumped up to tier 1, and if someone else will come and marry her, she'd be a full-fledged Jesus, she is. The Rambam paskind, like Reb Nachman, doesn't get bumped up to tier 1. If another man, therefore, all she has is Kiddushin of Shifka Harufa, that genre, the tier 2, Malkus, no Misa. When she gets freed, it applies not only to half of her, the half that was the Basker, and it applies to all of her. But all she ever started with was tier 2 marriage, that's all she has now, is this the marriage of the Shifka Harufa. It spreads to the rest of her. But if another man will come and offer her real Kiddushin of tier 1, guess what happens to the Kiddushin of the Shivka Harufa? That is Pucky Kiddushin when another man comes and marries her. That is what Reb Nachman meant to say. Again, half the Shivka, half the Bas Chorin, back to the Gemara again, is married to Reuben. That's Kiddushin of tier 2, Shivka Harufa, lower level, Malkus. Then Shimon comes and offers her real Kiddushin. After she becomes free, says Reb Nachman, the first Kiddushin of tier 1 is gone. Of tier 2 is gone, because this Kiddushin came to trump that. And Reb Zera holds, no! The first Kiddushin of tier 2, when she becomes free, the Shivka Harufa gets completed and becomes like tier 1. So the second guy's Kiddushin is nothing. And the Rambam is passing like Reb Nachman. So again, back in the Rambam, I'll get to your question in a second. I'm a Kaddish Isha. Shechetzi Shivka Hazi Beschorin. And if Kudesh Kiddushin Gemurim, what does she have? Kiddushin of a Shivka Harufa. That's what the Ram told us. V'kevich and Ishtachra Gomru Kiddusheha. Once she becomes free, not that it gets bumped up to real Kiddushin. With Misa. What it means is, it spread from not only the part of her that's about Schirin to all of her. V'enotach HaKadsha Kiddushin Macherim. But, Ba'acher V'kidsha. A man comes and offers her real Kiddushin. Ki'ikach Ish Isha. Not just out of a Shivka Harufa. So now, we're not sure. That was the machlokes in the Gemara. Now we're not sure. Is the first Kiddushin a real Kiddushin, or was it only Kiddushin of a Shifcha Harufa? The old suffix of the Chatzi Evel, Chatzi Ben Cherin, half committed, not fully committed. Did she ever have real marriage or not in the first place? That we don't know. Same suffix as the Chatzi Evel, but Chatzi Ben Cherin. We don't know. Is it a real Kiddushin or not? On the side that it's not real Kiddushin, the second guy's Kiddushin should be valid, because all she has now is a Vave Kiddushin of tier 2. If someone comes and offers her tier 1, it's going to knock out the second. Awesome. That's a primary, is everybody saying. Yeah, what do you want to ask?
So the Rambam doesn't hold like either of the Nachman or of the
He understood a different shot. What did he understand? Everyone agrees. You marry Chatzi Shivka Chatzi Baschorin, right? So there's two things going on here. There's two tracks of Kiddushin. That's what we've explained. The Ram told us. There's one track of Kiddushin of Shivka Harufa. That for sure this woman has. That's what the Rambam said. She's Mekudeshes, but not Kiddushin Gemurim. What about the real Kiddushin, the bona fide Kiddushin? Ki'ikach Ish Isha. Can she have that? Well, you have to be fully committed. She can't be fully committed, but she committed as much as she can. We're not sure. Chatziyev, Chatzim Achorin, Suffolk Kiddushin. We don't know. Fine. So on the real level of Kiddushin, it's a Suffolk. Tier 2 of Shivka Harufa, she certainly has that. The Machlekes in the Gemara over here is not whether the Shivka Harufa Kiddushin, when she becomes freed, spreads to the rest of her. We know that. That does. That for sure happens. What the Machlekes is with regards to, does her Tier 2 Kiddushin, when you have a Shivka Harufa, get bumped up to Tier 1? Does that become Ki'ikach Ish Isha automatically? What's the difference? What's the nafgamina? That's what the Gemara tells you. If someone will come along and offer her real Kiddushin. If her Kiddushin gets bumped up to be real Kiddushin, someone comes along and offers a real Kiddushin. Too bad, she's an Eishes Ish. That is Reb Zera. Reb Nachman says, no, it does not get bumped up to become real Kiddushin. And that's how the Rambam paskins. Does not get bumped up to become real Kiddushin. Paku Kiddushin Rishin, if the first guy comes and offers a real Kiddushin. The only reason the Rambam says it's a Suffolk Kiddushin is because she maybe had real Kiddushin in the first place. We don't know if you've committed as much as you can, but not fully. Is that good enough? There, the Rambam's consistent. That's a Suffolk Kiddushin. So you have a Suffolk, did she ever have real Kiddushin in the first place, and someone came along and offered her real Kiddushin. Now we have a Suffolk. Is she married to the second guy or the first guy? She's certainly married, but to who? We don't know. So that's what the Rambam says. I raise a Suffolk Kiddushin with Shneim. She's mekudeshes to one of these two, but we don't know which one. She needs to get from both. Yeah.
So there's zero reason to be mekadesh chazi basfarin, because it doesn't do anything for you. Meaning afterwards, you'd have to be mekadesh again, it seems, then to
have real kiddushin.
But what would be ever be the purpose of being mekadesh chazi basfarin?
No one else can marry her.
When?
You lock the buying future future assets. What?
I was saying you can marry her. I mean, even if someone else marries her while she's a chazi shifa chazi basfarin, so
it's definitely not advisable. I'm saying there's a lot of fish in the sea. Marry somebody else. Yeah.
Would you be married to her when she's a chazi shifa chazi basfarin? You'd be married to her after.
Ram says it's kiddushin and not kiddushin gemurim. You have suffolk real kiddushin.
But she could also be to someone else if someone else did a proper.
That's what the Rambam says. Yeah. Yeah. Someone offers her real kiddushin after she becomes freed. Your kiddushin does not mature to become real kiddushin, and you have a suffolk since she committed as much as she can, but not everything. You have a suffolk if it's real kiddushin.
You should remarry to.
Yes. Yeah.
But if she was approached by someone that was a tier two kiddushin, then that would not be enough
to. Tier two is only if she's a chati shiva or a chati
baschari. Could he be a chati evan and a chati ben chorm, and then mekadesh her after she's freed? Then that's not halachically allowed. If that's the case, then it's a tier two approaching her, and that's
it. So I think you're touching on the last issue that I wanted to mention, and that is, according to the Rambam, we see a huge chiddush, though, Rabbi Sai. A huge chiddush. And that is what? And that is, why can't a married woman, again, it's a theoretical discussion, but why can't a married woman get married again? Why can't a married woman get married again? Is it because, well, you'll say, she's married already. Yeah, we know that. Okay, very good. But why can't she get married again? Is it because a woman simply cannot be married to two men? Okay. Or is it because a married woman is chayve krisus, and anybody who's chayve misos based in, kiddushin does not stick, like a man who marries his mother, a father who marries his daughter, a man marries his sister. There's simply no kiddushin because it's chayve krisus. Yes, if a kohen marries a grusha, there's only malchus, that's a lav. You're not supposed to do it, but the kiddushin sticks. However, what about a man who marries his sister? That's Mises Beisdin. There the marriage is no good. Why can you not marry someone else's wife? Is it because there's Mises Beisdin involved? Or is it because a woman simply cannot be married to two men? Such a reality cannot exist. According to the Rambam, what do you see? Why can she not be married to a second man? Why could she not be married to a second man? Why? The Rambam says over here, a woman is shivcha charufa. Chatzi shivcha, chatzi bascharin, married. Kiddushin, but kiddushin shenim gemurim. What's the punishment? What's the punishment of a shivcha charufa we saw?
Malchus.
What happens if a man comes along and offers a real marriage? Tier 2 gets bumped. You get bumped. How? But if she's married, yes, it's a low-level marriage. How can the second marriage, even though it's in a higher level marriage, come and bump out the first guy? She's married. You see, according to the Rambam, the illogical approach, or the non-intuitive approach, that a woman, api halacha, can be married to a second man. Or it's not because, let's phrase it this way, it's not because she's married already that another guy can't come and marry her. You know why you can't marry a married woman? Because she's a chayve krisus. Here, though, where all she is a chayve lavin, she's a shivcha charufa, there's malchus, but there's no misa, according to the Rambam. You can marry her. First guy. Another guy can come and offer a marriage and bump out the first guy, or at least be together with the first guy.
The practical case would be with the kohen and the grusha. That's only a case of malchus, therefore someone...
No. Yeah. He is married fully to her. He is married fully to her. The kiddushin sticks. Another man comes and offers her marriage. She has an extramarital affair. Bichavi Mrs. Beisdin. Here, the woman who has an extramarital affair, this is the only case that exists. Baruch Hashem. The only case that exists is this case. Chatzi Shifa v'chatzi Bascharin. It's the only time you'll see the difference between these two ways of looking at it. Is it because she's married already, or is it because there's chayve krisus for an eshes ish to have relations with another man? Where will the difference be? This case, shivcha charufa. Because for her to have a relationship with another man, chayve lavin, all there is malchus. Can another man marry her? Says the Rambam, yes or no?
Potentially.
Yeah. Yeah. The second guy can come and bump her out. And that is the opinion of the Avnei Miluim. The Avnei Miluim over here are Zayin famous machlekes. Everybody learns Kiddusha and knows this machlekes between the Pnei Yoshua and the Avnei Miluim. It's one of these things you just gotta know. The Pnei Yoshua says the typical approach. Kiddushin sticks by a kain and a grusha. If it's chayve lavin of kiddushin, meaning she's a married woman, a woman simply cannot be married to a second man. But the Avnei Miluim disagrees. He says, "Oh, vaday da fiu beishes ish habitavsi kiddushin ilav da bechayvim mises beizdin." In fact, a woman could get married to a second man. The reason she can't is because it's chayvim mises beizdin. Venavila mehekesha, the kol arayis, whatever. Just like all other arayis that are chayvim mises beizdin, there's no kiddushin here too. But shivcha charufa she ain't a elaba asham. The man only brings a carbon asham below hukshu beklal arayis. It's not like all the other arayis that are mises beizdin kiddushin toivsim ba vezebar. Avnei Miluim says Kiddushin can't stick. And that's the Rambam. It sounds like that's the opinion of the Rambam. That this man is married to her as a Shivcha Harufa. Someone else comes along and offers her tier 1 Kiddushin. That could bump the first guy. That was the pshat that we suggested within the Rambam. So you see, according to the Rambam, sounds like this famous statement of that. Okay, Shkayach HaBasa. Emir Tashem, tomorrow we'll do Tfiyah Shaitan. Maybe we'll have Shir. Maybe we should have Shir early. No, I'm Shir. I'll try and get your marble.